live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. That's part of the experience, folks, right there. If you haven't figured that out yet, probably need to change the channel. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. Number one, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. We've mentioned that before. I want to make sure that everybody knows. Listen to me. If you've got a roof thingy, that's now a new radio term, roof thingy, you got to give them a call. You got a 760-743-8803. I almost said their number wrong. I said their number 4,000 times. How would I say it wrong? 760-743-8803. Excalibur Roofing.com. They got you covered. See, because they're a roofing company. You see how that works? They're a roofing. Okay. Okie dokie. Well, we told you earlier in the show we were going to do some things that were a little different. I've got some news stories that are going to, they're going to shake you up a little, and I don't want you to be upset because you need to recognize that the truth is in Jesus Christ. And all you need to know really is to stay current means to stay current in your relationship with Jesus. You don't have to stay current in all the news the way that people tell you to. If you just stay current with Jesus, you're up to date. But in the meantime, we like to make fun of certain stories, and so we're going to do that. So here we go. First story coming out of Time Magazine. Did you hear this story about Time Magazine? Did you get a chance to review what they...
I don't know. There's a lot of stories in Time Magazine.
Not really. There's a lot of rubbish in Time Magazine. There's not a lot of stories. Here's what it says. It says, Time Magazine, a female writer in the secular world struggles with the difference between men and women. She struggles with the difference between men and women. So I just made this quick comment just to keep everybody kind of thinking quickly. And that is, if this is true, that a secular progressive woman is having a struggle between men and women, I have the solution. Don't you know I have an answer? She needs to go to Toys R Us. This is not a plug for Toys R Us, by the way. She needs to buy a Ken doll and a Barbie doll, and then she can figure out the difference between a man and a woman. That will solve that one right there. Also, in the UK, did you like that? That was a pretty good one, right? Did you like that? It was funny. Okay. No comment from the peanut gallery over there.
That was very funny.
I thought that was very funny.
Ohio State Ron thinks it was very weak.
Weak. Weak. I see. Okay. I'm just going to... Okay. You mean like Ohio State's performance in the opening game? Okay. Here's a story that's going to blow your mind. It has to do with Google.
Oh, boy.
Google.
Big brother.
Google. Oh, you have no idea, brother. Here, listen to this. You know, we talked about eschatological differences between different Christians. They think the end times is going to be this way. Some think Revelations, literally, the book's literal in sequence. Some people think it's a series of pictures over and over again. People have different interpretations. I don't really have a problem with that. I just read a story like this, though, and I think, how does it not apply? Here's what it says. Google cuts ties with a group that questions climate change. There's a group that they were doing business with that doesn't believe that climate change hysteria is accurate, and Google has decided not to do business with them in any capacity. They can't do pay-per-clicks, they can't do advertising, they can't do anything. Now, I want to say this just so we can all be on the same page, because I think, RoboProducer, you'll back me up here. Where is it mentioned somewhere in the Bible where we're unable to buy or sell without having a certain sense of conformity?
Revelation?
Revelation chapter 13? I mean, listen, even though it's not the specific breakdown, how is it not the exact same principle? You will agree with us on climate change, or us, the biggest company in the world, will cease to do business with you and we will break you. Really? Does that seem okay to anybody? You will believe what we believe, you will acknowledge what we believe, and you will do what we say, or we will bankrupt you. Wow. How is that not a picture of Revelation chapter 13 in a present-day manifestation where you cannot buy or sell without the mark? How is it not? How does it not relate directly? In fact, you can't buy or sell, which is commerce, by the way. You can't do commerce. People are thinking it's clothing and food. That's commerce. You can't do that unless you have the mark, unless you agree with the philosophy that's being shoved down your throat. Well, this group doesn't believe that. They don't believe climate change is accurate. They believe it's too inaccurate and the science isn't true. Google cutting ties. What does that make you think? It makes you think, gosh, that spirit of Revelation chapter 13 flowing through different businesses, isn't it?
Doesn't makes me think of Bob Dylan, times they are a-changing.
They are a-changing. And let me tell you something. If people who are, if it's a premillennial dispensational eschatology, in other words, if the rapture comes and we're gone and it doesn't matter, cool. Cool. There's not a Christian in the world that's going to go, no, no, I'd rather go through their tribulation. Nobody said, who says that? But if it's a delay, or if it's structured differently, or if it comes about differently, this kind of thing you're going to see increase tenfold. You won't be able to buy it. If you don't think so, I'll just mention this because I'm really upset about this. Just happen to be upset about this right now. As it is, depending on your financial status, if you make more than $40,000 a year collectively as spouses, you are paying so much more for your health insurance right now. It's disgusting. And they're forcing people to buy something that they can't even afford to buy. I can't even pay. I'm trying to pay off debt, and I just got an increase in my medical bill that will probably eliminate me from having health insurance, where I'll be forced to pay a penalty because I can't afford it. And it's like, how is that a good system? Well, you're a unique case. No, I'm not. That's the problem. I'm not a unique case. They're forcing people by commerce. So we need to learn how to live by faith and not by sight. Because if we live strictly by the world system, mammon becomes our God. And that is not okay, if you catch my drift. Okay, when we come back, we got some teaching and some other stuff we want to cover. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Have grown and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving,
tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today at LendUp.com to get a decision instant. Deferred deposit transaction law.
This Friday, a must-see movie for couples.
We're going to have more than one date.
How do you know?
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for.
Love is the power that
the best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts this Friday.
Love is the power.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an app. absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk where there's no gender confusion. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Did you like that line I threw in there? That was a good line. All right. So I want to tell you this segment is brought to you by Current Solar Contracting, but I need to make you aware. Do you know what you need to be aware of? It's Brittany Watch. Ding, ding, ding. Brittany Watch. Ding, ding, ding. What's that? Tom and Brittany own Current Solar Contracting. Brittany is pregnant and is due on Friday. What day is the baby not coming? Friday. But she's pregnant. And, you know, I think Tom was thinking, oh, the baby's coming. The baby's coming, like, right away. I think he's getting a little nervous. I don't know. I could be wrong. So in the meantime, until the baby comes, he wants to keep busy and keep working. That's where you come in, folks. Current Solar Contracting, family-owned and operated for over 20 years. They won't rest until they bring you an unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Tom needs to stay busy because Brittany is about to go into labor. So call them at 619-272-0303. How many times have you heard a business plea for somebody to do business with somebody because the spouse is pregnant? So you got to keep the guy busy. Got to keep him busy. 619-272-0303. You can also go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. They are in business and in and operating even while we're on Brittany Watch. Did you like that? Huh? Is that pretty? That's funny. All right, folks. I've got this DDD that I've done. And so sometimes when I'm here in the studio, what I'll do is I have these different papers all over the desks. And I have these DDDs, and when I finish a DDD, even though I have it saved on a computer note, I keep the papers. I don't know why. It's one of those weird things. But then I cross off the ones that I've done so I don't do redos, so to speak. So this is a DDD that I crossed off, but I never did it. So this is going to be a challenge in and of itself. So bear with me as I talk to you about Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 5. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to put your sanctification hat on. Now, what does that mean? Well, we understand that in the gospel and as we go through the epistles, and an epistle is not the wife of an apostle, we understand that there is justification, sanctification, and glorification, okay? When you're going through justification, that means Jesus saved you, you're saved, it's done, you're justified, it's over, party's over, not guilty. So then what happens after that is that then God makes you begin to look like Jesus once you have been saved by Jesus. That's called the sanctification process. That's the one that none of us like, really. And people say, oh, I really like it. No, you don't. But the bottom line is you go through that process, and as you're going through that process, you go through each trial, and you learn to be more and more like Jesus Christ. And eventually, we'll be done with those, and we'll be in the glorification process. And that's when we're all up in heaven, and we'll be like him, we'll see him as he is, and then everything is done, and everything is, ooh. So when it talks about salvation in the past tense, it's justification. In the present tense, it's sanctification. And in the future tense, it's glorification. Okay? It just makes it easy. It gives you kind of an understanding. Well, I want you to put your sanctification hat on. So that doesn't make this easier, trust me. Jeremiah 51:5 says this. For neither Israel nor Judah has been forsaken by their God, the Lord of hosts, although their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Do you get that? Now, it seems so simple, but let me back it up and do it again. For neither Israel nor Judah has been forsaken by their God, the Lord of hosts, although their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Now, here's what the whole portion that has to do with Jeremiah 51:5, because this is just as Israel is going into its absolute, completely taken into another country scenario. And they're already there. Now, it's all the rest of the poor of the door. This is where his general comes in and takes the poor people also, the people who were poor, and brings them into Babylon too. So this is really at the end of the whole purging. Here's the first thing to recognize. Neither Israel or Judah, okay? Neither Israel or Judah were forsaken by the Lord. Let me say this right now. Both of these groups, Israel and Judah, the 10 tribes and the 12 tribes, both of them had perverted, had backslid, and they were just generally bad nudniks. That's the bottom line. These guys were just not listening. They weren't paying attention. They're throwing Jeremiah in jail. They're throwing him in a pit. They're saying, no, we're going to follow the Queen of Heaven. I mean, they're doing everything wrong that's possible, okay? But even though they did all of that goofy stuff, God makes this unbelievable commitment. He says, for neither Israel nor Judah has been forsaken by God. Even though they've done really dumb stuff. I mean, there's a whole portion of there where a group of them go to Egypt and say, we're going to follow the Queen of Heaven. I mean, they've lost their minds, right? But the Lord speaks of future redemption for them. And it's very simple. He says, even though the land is full of guilt, and that by that we would understand this, there's plenty of guilt to warrant Israel and Judah to be forsaken. Hold on, folks. There's plenty of guilt in your life that would warrant God not holding up his end of the bargain towards you because of all the stuff you've done. I mean, just be honest. There's plenty of garbage there, isn't there? But God is so faithful. He will not forsake. He will not abandon. He will not dump. Even though we've done stupid things and we've backslid and we're just generally bad dudniks, even though that's the case, God, standing firm in who he is, will not abandon us. He will not forsake us. Even though we fail him often, he will not fail us. You get that difference? That's a big difference. Okay, I think we should take our break here and then come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we return, got some other stories and some news and DDDs. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Most people do want to be good stewards.
This is Wise Counsel with Larry and Judy Kopenbarger.
Most people really want to be proactive rather than reactive. They want to be planners, but they don't know where to start. And I think that's where our gifting comes in, where we can help people understand simply their current location and their ultimate destination. Just like you punch in your GPS and the systems and the metrics metrics and the processes that we have are invaluable for our people. The feedback that we get is that their life is so much more peaceful and so much more simple when they have a plan.
Larry and Judy Kopenbarger invite you to call and meet them personally. You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. Call for your no-obligation appointment today. 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryKopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Just want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also call my house, but I don't have a house phone. So that's going to be kind of tough to do. So I just got confirmation, and I'll have Robo Producer confirm this on the air, that on Friday at 3:35, we are going to have Hercules. Is that correct? We're going to have our Hercules friend on there that time. Is that correct?
Mr. Solbay.
Mr. Solbay. So we had Brad Stein on the other day. He's funny.
He was good. He's funny.
He's funny. He's a funny guy. Maybe Pastor Ray out. And then tomorrow we're doing something with the song, right? And that, right, the group, the
That's
song.
Correct.
We're doing something with them. And then Tony Lee and Bobby are on Friday. David, listen to this. Listen to this Friday lineup. Listen to this. Ready? David Limbaugh is on at 2:06 on Friday. That's Rush's brother. No, we don't need to rush in to get the information. Okay. So David Limbaugh's on at 2:06. And then Tony Lee and Bobby are on from 3 to 3:30. And then Kevin Sorbo's on at 3:35.
Packed show.
That's a packed show, isn't it? I better show up.
Makes me want some sorbet.
Well, anytime you think of, listen, this guy, I like, Kevin's great. I mean, I love his acting and so on and so forth. It's interesting, though, to hear Brad Stein, who's a comedian, talk about changing, like, that changing role. How in the comedian, you have that full control of the room as the producer, like the director. You write the material, you deliver the material. But then in acting, there's other people who write things, and they want you to say their words. That reminds me of Court. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Here's a story that will make your head scratch. You ready? You did say this does not have to do with dandruff. New Mexico inmate is seeking $140,000. Now, you'd think, okay, it's $140,000. He's seeking $140,000 because he's stuck in New Mexico. That would be the first thing you would think. But no, that's not the case. He is seeking $140,000 for not being allowed to worship Satan, the lawsuit says. So here's a guy who's in jail, Santa Fe, New Mexico, which I've been there. Santa Fe, it's nice. I don't know why people give it a hard time. He's in a state. He's a state prison inmate. He's in the New Mexico Corrections Facility, and he believes that he is not being given the right to appropriately worship Satan the way that other people are given the right to worship in their faiths and beliefs. This small little caveat, the lawsuit does not specifically spell out how this person believes his rights are violated. So I did a little checking, and it turns out that the correction officers are trying to just simply not allow him to believe that human sacrifice is on the tolerance list. So apparently it has something to do with human sacrifice and something along the, I don't know. Who's he suing $140,000 because he can't worship Satan a certain way? Yeah, there's no apocalypse on it. You're right. You know what? In fact, these are good times. I like what Russell Schumann says. We live in interesting times. You know what interesting is? A person goes on a date and doesn't like the girl, or the girl doesn't like the guy. How was your date?
It was interesting. She was interesting.
It was interesting. What does that mean?
She's got great personality.
He seemed like a real winner. He went back to say hi to his mom where he's living. I mean, it's like, I'm just saying, it's that there's some things that are just like, come on, you know? And it's like, here's like, he's upset because he can't worship Satan in a certain way. Really? First of all, I can't believe this is even in the news. Second of all, I want to know what attorney took this case. How desperate.
Dewey, Cheat him, and how?
Oh, that's a good one right there. Dewey, Cheat him, and how? Oh, I forgot about those guys. That's a good one right there, man. Okay, also, just to make sure everybody knows that everything is on the up and up in all of our school systems, a boy was suspended in school because he brought in a Nerf gun for show and tell. He didn't point it at anybody. He didn't use it. He didn't do anything. He brought it in properly, and the way that they asked him to bring in things for show and tell, he showed the weapon in show and tell, got suspended. So Nerf balls, Nerf stuff is off the list. Get this, latest news, sponges, not safe. Film at 11.
What if we were to bring in, like, invisible paper airplanes?
I'd like to.
We use a lot of them here on the show.
Yeah, and we have used them. We've sent them to people while we were doing the show. I do want to point out that this Nerf gun did not look like a gun because it shoots the round Nerf balls. So there's no, it could have been mistaken for what? For a circus? For a clown toy or something? No, it could. It's ridiculous. So, you know, I think they're getting a little tight on the way things are being interpreted. Just a little. I mean, I could be wrong. Here's the good news. You want to know what the good news is? Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. And that is good news, isn't it? Okay, we're going to take a break and come back, and then we've got a DDD and some history, and then I've got also the Facebook post, plus another story about PETA wanting to make sure that the clown doesn't taste funny to the cannibal. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Losing someone you love can be very painful. Don't give loss the last word. Attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference, October 3rd through 5th at the Town and Country Resort and Hotel.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Points Sheraton in Kearney Mesa. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at KPRZ.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrivent Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees. Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
This Friday, a must-see movie for couples.
We're gonna have more than one date.
How do you know?
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for.
Love is the power that
the best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts this Friday.
Love is the power.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference maker since 1899.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you. If you want to reach this show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you want to rent a hot air balloon and drop a little, a little picture or poster by us, good luck. There's three buildings here now. It's really almost impossible to do. You can't do it with a car, let alone a balloon, right? It's the parking stuff. I did point out, so here's what we got going on. So Thursday, I didn't make a mistake, but I actually closed the book before I finished. Thursday, we're doing an interview with the people from The Song. We're also doing an interview with Ed Welch. If you don't know that, Ed Welch is from Christian Counseling and in the Education Foundation. We're doing that interview tomorrow as well. That's going to be on about 2:20. The Song People will be on about 3 o'clock. And then, like we said, on Friday, you got on Friday, we got David Limbaugh. And then we have Tony Lee and Bobby and also Kevin Sorbo. What was that? What was it?
Season 1 Andromeda theme.
Oh, good. I'm glad you know that. See, I need to get that. I haven't heard it so long. Okay, I feel better. Okay, let's talk about this. This is really important. 1789, Congress passed on this day the first Judiciary Act, which provided for a United States Attorney General and the Supreme Court. I don't know if I'm impressed with that. I understand. Our Attorney General now, he's like, oh, awful. The Brooklyn Dodgers played their last game on this day in 1957 at Ebbets Field. What do you think of that? Huh, Dodger fan? Huh?
And the magic number this year for the Dodgers is uno.
Uno. But that's not to get into the playoffs. They already are in the playoffs.
That's to clinch the West.
The West. Okay. Here's one that you will like, my friend. Two in a row that you will like. 1960. Note the date. 1960. The Enterprise, the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, was launched.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Because it was after that, 7 years after that, that the Star Trek Enterprise, you see. So they were ahead of time. See what I'm saying? This day in 1991, our beloved Dr. Seuss, best thing spoken in the Senate in the last 5 years, he passed away. Here's the one that I want you to get. 1961, Bullwinkle J. Moose and his friend Rocket J. Rocky Squirrel were seen in prime time for the first time on NBC TV. The Sunday night cartoon, which ran 7 to 7:30 p.m., was called The Bullwinkle Show. Originally, Bullwinkle and Rocky appeared on ABC in a weekday afternoon series called Rocky and His Friends. So this was Bullwinkle's big breakout.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. See? Nothing up my sleeve. Presto! Wrong hat.
And now it's time to meet Mr. Peabody.
There you go. Come on. And how fitting, Mr. Peabody, because Ohio State Ron's dog is named Mr. Peabody. That's pretty funny. Okay. I thought this was... We're going to do our spiritual teaching because we have to do that just to cleanse. You know how we have to cleanse, right? It's a cleanse. I don't know if you heard about the students now. I want to show you something about the news that you may not be aware of, and I'm just trying to make you aware, like heighten your awareness, that takes place. There was a big story that circulated today all over. It was on Fox News. It was on USA Today, MSNBC, CNN, everybody. And they were all screaming that these students protested a curriculum that promotes patriotism in Denver. All these students walked out, and that's what they all reported, right? Lie. This is the kind of thing you got to watch. It's like, hold on. The protest and walkout was started by the teachers. So the teachers protested and walked out and told the students to follow them. The students then followed them after they had made signs for the assignment and then did what the teachers told them to do, protesting against what they called curriculum that's conservative led. And the irony, of course, in that is because there's a much curriculum that's called liberal led. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is this. Let's be honest about what really happened. Can we for a moment? Just a moment of honesty and clarity. The teachers didn't feel like teaching, number one. And what student wouldn't skip class to go outside with their teacher to not have to be learning in class? Name one. Come on, right? The story is a lie. But they made it sound like something else. This is what you got to watch about the news. Just because you hear it on the news. Oh, I heard it on the news. I heard it on Fox News. That doesn't matter either. You have to at least suspend judgment. The Bible says test everything. and you got to dig into the scenario to find out what's going on. You can't just take people at the surface like that, especially people in media. Even when I'm teaching you and I teach you something that's in a DDD, you should be looking it up in scripture, making sure that's what it is. You should be checking it out. You should be like a Berean, diligently and carefully making sure that it is what we're saying it is. That's super important. You need to make sure, because when you stand before God, you're not going to be able to go, well, Fox News told me. That ain't going to help you. All right. Let's move on. We got a DDD, and I got a few minutes to do it. So we can do this DDD, right? Yeah. You in the mood? Okay. You in the mood?
Always in the mood for a fine quality David Spoon Experience DDD.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you want me to talk about prayer or the Holy Spirit? Because I got both of these in my head. Okay. Yeah, you probably should have chose the Holy Spirit on this one. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. It's not my fault. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. 1 through 3. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. What is the source of the wars and the fights among you? This is James writing to the church, not to the world. What is the source of the wars and the fights among you? Don't they come from cravings that are at war within you? You desire and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask wrongly, so that you may spend it on your desires for pleasure. Kind of thinking you should have went with the Holy Spirit now, huh? Yeah, okay. Here's what it says. Cravings within are, there's a conflict that takes place inside a Christian. There's a war. We've talked about this numerous times. There's the old you and the new you. And if you had not become yet aware, they're not on the same plane. They do not get along. They are at war on a constant basis, okay? And because of that conflict, that's what you go through on that internal. And that's why it says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. It's when you're in Jesus. Not when you're walking in the flesh, but when you're walking in the Spirit. Not walking in the flesh, but walking in the Spirit. But James says something that's really important for us to understand in prayer. And it's something that people need to understand. God says yes. God says no. God says, hold, please. Which is, I think, his personal favorite. I just think it's his personal favorite. That's when you're calling a big, like, teleconference company or whatever, and you go, hi, I'd like to. And they go, hold, please, click. Can you hold? Thank you, click. And you're going, and you don't even get the words out, and you're on hold. You know, that's it. You're on hold. Yeah, you have 5 minutes till somebody's going to come back on the phone, if you're lucky. Anyway, so what's going on there is the Lord sometimes makes us wait. But then it says this. He says, you do not have because you do not ask. And that's a very important point, because you can't really receive much in prayer if you're not asking. And then he says this. You ask and you don't receive because you're asking wrongly. And people think, well, I can't ask wrongly. Well, that's incorrect. If you're walking down the street and you see a Corvette and this person in the Corvette, if you say to the Lord, I want that car, that's covetousness. You're not getting a yes out of that. If that's answered, that's not coming from above. That's number one. Number two, when we're in prayer, I know this is terrible, but it should center on other people too. Not that you're excluded, because you get to pray for your needs. You get to pray for things you're going through. But it's not all about you. See, this is the thing. You get into prayer. Let's say somebody prays 10 minutes. If 9 minutes are about you, it's disproportionate. Okay? That's the best way. Because that means 90% of the time it's you. And Jesus was like, it should be others, not just you. Remember that portion in Corinthians where they go, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Christ. Like they're trying to identify who they're with. And Paul, and every one of those says, wrong. And every person I talk to goes, no, I'm with Christ. I'm like where it says, I'm with Christ. That was the wrong answer. The wrong answer was I'm with Paul, I'm with Peter, I'm with Christ. Wrong answer. It's supposed to be we, not I. That's why he said it was wrong. He even said, is Christ divided? That's his very next line. Because he's saying, no, you don't get this. This isn't a division element. This is a unity element. So when you're praying, don't just pray about you spending it on your pleasures so you can be happy, because God is not a genie. He's not the Grinch, but he's not the genie from Aladdin either. Okay? Use it respectfully in the sense that you pray for other people. Pray for what you're going through. Pray for your needs. If you have a desire and it's in the framework of in keeping with God, bring it before him. Submit it to him. Surrender it to him. Maybe he says yes. Maybe he says no. But ask him. Talk to him. Commune with him. Hang out with him. But don't just do it just all about you. There's plenty of you going around. Okay? All right, good. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll have our Facebook post, plus another little thing I want to share. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever, same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Your chances of winning the lotto are 1 in 260 million. Yet a lot of Americans play the lotto because we love hope. Hope for the future, hope for our kids, hope for a comfortable retirement. No need to just hope when you have a sure thing, like the new reverse mortgage from my friend Mehran Aram and the trusted experts at the Aramco Group. As San Diego's number one reverse mortgage company, Aramco can show you how to secure your retirement with the new reverse mortgage. Yeah, you have a better chance of becoming president of the United States or living past the age of 100. Or maybe getting killed by a falling coconut. Those are all about the same as winning the lotto. So don't gamble with your future, with your retirement. Learn how to access the equity in your home as cash and eliminate your mortgage payments today. Join us for the next free dinner workshop October 9th, 6 p.m. at the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside. Call today, 866-611-30 or online at aramco.com. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, we're going to do our DDD, and I think it's a pretty solid one. I just want to remind everybody something that I started the day off with, talking about the very first segment, and that is, you know, sometimes we don't say everything perfectly or do everything perfectly. I mean, it is true that we have our moments, and you can go up and you can go down. The one thing that I will say that is been one of the sustaining elements for my Christian walk. I mean, just the entire 37 years or whatever is, you know, when I step back and recognize that whatever I'm going through, while the Lord could be, is probably using it to help me and so on and so forth, I'm still going to dance on streets of gold. And that's hugely important. Because we did all of this just so we can say, gee, we're great people. Like Paul said, we would be of all men most miserable. We go through the trials and the stuff that we go through. We sense the inappropriateness because the Holy Spirit lives in us. And we do all of that because we're trying to grow as unto the Lord. But never forget where the end of the faith leads us. And that's to a place beyond the imagination and beyond the concept of man that is full of glory, full of awesomeness. That's kind of where it's leading to. Don't forget. All right, today's Facebook post. We have some Facebook post music to go with it. What do we got? Wow, where'd you get that? That's great.
That is Airwolf, my friend.
That's really good. All right, folks, Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 through 9a. 8 through 9a. I think everybody knows what that means. 8 through 9a. Not 8 through 9a. No, 8 through 9a. This is what Paul wrote in the book of Philippians. Letter to the Philippians, actually. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. Now watch. Just watch. You got to break it down. Sometimes you hear scripture and your brain just clicks off. You ever have that happen? That's why you got to stop and do a reread. That's why it's not important how much you read, but to the depth and the level that you read and reread and let it penetrate your mind. Here's what he says. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus. Everything is a loss compared to knowing Jesus. And then Paul says, for whose sake I've lost all things and consider them rubbish. It's like everything is nothing compared to Jesus and to compared to knowing Jesus, not knowing of Jesus, but knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and everything that may have been a loss, I consider that nothing. That means nothing to me because there is nothing that's a higher priority than my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I know there's different ministries. Well, that's not really what it's saying, or no, it's really about this, or it's about this. No, it's not. Listen to what he says. It's not even that hard. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus. Everything's a loss to me. Who cares? And then he goes, and I consider those lost things rubbish. I mean, they're trash. So that was the Facebook post. Ready for the Facebook post? Everything else is trash. Take out the trash. Come on. Bazinga. I mean, come on. That's a good one right there. Because everything else is trash. Take out the trash. There's nothing that compares to knowing Christ Jesus. You know, you have all these different faiths and all these different beliefs, and they're all about you get this, you get... Knowing Jesus is where your eternity begins. Ohio State Ronald, give him the props as we end out. He said a wonderful thing today. He said, we're eternal beings. Eternity doesn't start when you die. Eternity is eternity, and you're an eternal being right now because of your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's already active. You just don't see it that way. Excellent. An excellent point by him, huh? All right, what do we got, like 30 seconds? You know, I can dance for 30 seconds. People can watch that. I could talk about something. That's a really good one right there. All right. All right, folks, don't forget. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. The Facebook post note, everything else is trash. Take out the trash. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. taking a 22-hour break, and then more Insanity with Spoonanity. We'll talk at you then. We've come along.